Olive Virgin, welcome to another Millionaire Midnight Rat here. And tonight's topic is how to turn your setbacks into comebacks. I want everybody that can hear my voice right now to type below in the comment section, "I'm coming back." Okay, I want you to type that below. "I'm coming back, Wes." You know, if you're in a setback right now in your life, in your business, even in your relationships, I want you to comment below. "I'm coming back, Wes. I'm coming back." And, you know, we hear this all the time about setbacks and comebacks. It's one of those cliches that is just regurgitated around the world. However, no one teaches us how to do it. Okay, we're not taught on how to turn a setback into a comeback. And as you can see from the view here, I'm back in Houston, Texas. H-Town! Back in the H, okay? Glad to be back here stateside. Many of you know I've been in Columbia for the last month, just doing a little business out there, you know, just dibbling and dabbling and making a ton of money, of course. But I'm back here in hometown, Houston, Texas, and glad to be back with you here and back to educating you, okay? Glad to be back here to be your millionaire mentor. Well, if you're brand new to the Millionaire Midnight Rant, I am Wesley Billion Dollar Virgin. I go live every night in my bedroom, by the way. And we talk about wealth. We talk about success. We talk about manifestation. We talk about how we can systematically begin to transform or elevate, make progress in our lives, okay? And listen, I'm not saying that I'm the smartest man on the planet, because I'm not. I'm not the richest man as well. However, I am living my dream, okay? Like, I am in this moment right now talking to you, I am living my dreams. And if you're not living your dreams yet, well, you're in the right place in the right time. If you don't have enough money in the bank account, you still have a bunch of debt, your relationships suck, your body is still overweight and unfit and unhealthy, you're in the right place at the right time. And all I want you to do is have a pen and paper and listen. Okay, I want you to listen close. But don't just listen, take notes. And don't just listen and take notes, share this, okay? And like it as well. It is my belief that everybody should have the opportunity to have the information necessary to make progress in their life. And there's so much information on the internet. There's so many videos and blogs and websites that talk about wealth and talk about, you know, business, entrepreneurship. But me, I'm just a normal, average black kid from Houston, Texas that became a self-made millionaire. And I in these rants, I'm just brutally honest. You know, I'm brutally genuine. I'm transparent. I'm not here to ask you for money. This is not a sales pitch. This is genuine information that I truly believe that everybody needs to hear if they want to make progress. Not if they just want to work. You got some people on the planet that work hard. And unfortunately, working hard does not create millions of dollars. Working hard is necessary, but it's much more than work. Okay? You need to have intelligence. And intelligence is actually not just learning something, but actually applying what you learn. Okay? I think we have a bunch of smart people on the planet, people that went to school, have MBAs, but have not started a business, people that have bachelor degrees and still working for people for $10 and $20 an hour, okay? But intelligence is learning from someone who has the life that you want to live and actually applying what they have taught you, okay? So comment below. I want to come back, Wes. Okay? I'm on the comeback. Okay, I'm going through a setback right now, but I'm on the comeback. And I want to share with you what that means, okay? And how I'm going to do that, I'm going to tell a story, a Wesley Virgin story. Not sure if you heard it before. If you have, I'm going to tell it again. Listen again, okay? Because we hear, hey, just turn your setbacks into comebacks, but we've never taught them how to do that. So let's rewind the clock a bit. And this is when I was, let's go back to a time when I was in my early 30s. Now, I know what you guys are thinking. Say, Wes, I thought you were 24. I am. I'm 24, folks. Okay. Keep that in your mind. But this is back in my early 30s. And I was going through a setback. As a matter of fact, how many of you, and let's be honest, how many of you are going through a setback? Like right now, life is just a winter. Like the storm is storming out there. It's raining hard in your life, right? Financially. And sometimes you're not able to see the sun because the clouds are so thick. It's wet. It's muggy. And you're just going through a challenging time right now. Comment below this. Well, in my early 30s, I was experiencing a setback. And let me explain what I mean. So in my early 30s, I had jobs. I had several jobs at that time. And I made good money. And at the same time I had these jobs, I was running a boot camp and making videos for my YouTube channel. But I made a decision. And maybe it was rash. Maybe it was very sporadic. But I decided to quit my job. You know, I decided, I said, fuck it, I'm out. Honestly, I'll never forget the day that I quit my job. And let me tell you something. I wanted to quit my job at the age of 21. But just like most of us, it was just hard to do it because I was conditioned that if I didn't have a job, I would fail. And this is why most people that want to be an entrepreneur are, they want to start a business, but they don't do it because of job security. All they're like, well, what am I going to do if I leave my job? I need to make money. I just can't leave my job like that. And unfortunately, that's a myth. And that's what most people subscribe to. They just like, well, I can't leave my job. But at the age of, it took me 10 years to finally say, I'm done. How many of you can relate? You know, how many of you just, you know, you just told a boss, you just like, I'm done. I just can't do it anymore. I'll never forget the morning I got up. And at that time I was working remote. I was working two jobs remotely. Yeah, it was easy jobs. Actually, I was working from my bedroom. But let me tell you what I didn't like about my job. I was a computer engineer, and all I needed to do was just kind of, and I was a supervisor, so it was pretty easy. I just log in and make sure people are doing their job. But one thing about being a manager, you have to go through all these freaking meetings. And one day, I just got fed up. I'll never forget this. I was standing in the Galleria area in Houston, Texas. I had three children at the time. And I was just fed up. I just didn't want to go to any more meetings, honestly. I know some of you are actually working hard. Like, I wasn't really working hard. Honestly, I was not. But a lot of you are working hard. You got teachers out there. You got waiters and waitresses and people that's working at Walmart and Target making minimum wage. Corporate jobs, even though you're making $100,000 a year, but that's no money. That's like $6,000 a month. I mean, I was just tired. I was just sick and tired of meetings, okay? Honestly, I was just done with it. I was done talking with people in these meetings. I was done with these projects, giving updates. Like, I was just sick of it. And one day, I just stopped logging in. Honestly, this is the true story. Because remember, so I work for Marathon Oil. If you don't know what Marathon Oil is, it's similar to Exxon. Marathon Oil here in Houston, Texas. And I just stopped going to the meetings. I stopped giving updates. You know the funny part about what I was doing? And I had two jobs. I had another job with another company too. They didn't even notice in the beginning. True story. I could tell the story now because, like, honestly, I was still logging in 40 hours a week for a very long time, folks. Because I was just fed up. And I said, well, I'm just going to let these people fire me. True story, by the way. And let me tell you what I said. And this is important now. And listen, at this time, I'm still listening to self-development. I'm still reading books. I'm still educating myself and really deep into psychology, just reading books, right? And I remember reading this one book. Let me give you this book, write it down. And the name of the book was called What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. Something like that. What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. So when I quit my job, this is what I did. I'm laying in my bed and I'm thinking to myself. I said, you know what? Everything's going to work out perfectly. I told myself that. I said, Wesley Virgin, everything's going to work out perfectly. You no longer have a job because what happened, after about 2 months, they did let me go. They did. They said, Wes, we don't need you anymore. You know, even I don't even think they knew I was, I don't know. They just laid me off. Right? They said, hey, we don't need you anymore. But thank you so much. Just send me an email. And I just had a conversation with myself. I said, Wesley, everything's going to work out perfectly because I just read that book. Because in that book, it talks about how we talk to ourselves. Some of us talk to ourselves out loud and some of us talk to ourselves like internally. Comment below if you talk to yourself out loud. Be honest. It's okay if you talk to yourself out loud. I do it. How many of you talk to yourself internally? Comment below. Okay? And I just read the book, and the book says what you say to yourself is extremely important when you're trying to create the reality that you want. Like, what you say to yourself shapes your reality. That's what it said in the book. So I said, all right. Instead of saying, I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, my God, I don't have a job anymore. I didn't say that. True story. I just said, everything's going to work out perfectly. I'm fine. I'm going to have more than enough money to take care of my bills, my expenses, while I build my company. That's exactly what came out of my mouth when both jobs let me go. Are you taking notes, folks? Okay, so I'm going through a setback, right? Now, listen, most of you may perceive that as a setback, but this is how I made it a comeback. I made it a comeback based off what I said. You get it? See, the reason why it was a comeback, because instead of complaining or, you know, feeling scared about what I'm going to do to provide for my children, myself, and I just said, everything's going to work out perfectly. Everything is going to work out perfectly. I'm going to attract the things that are necessary to be able to create my business while I'm learning, traveling, and absorbing the knowledge to make millions of dollars. So that's what made the setback a comeback of what I said. Okay, I'm going to tell you more of the story, but that's important. Write that down. Like, how you make a setback a comeback is how you speak to yourself. Okay? Are you with me? Give me a thumbs up. Follow me here. And see, this is not taught in school. I teach my children this, obviously, right? But, you know, I've never learned this. I didn't know that the way that I speak to myself, like even how I think, is going to alter my reality. So in the book say, well, instead of saying the things that you don't want, or instead of saying the things that you think will happen, because, you know, most people think that if they lose their job, then they're not going to have money. Right? Yeah, the average person. Why don't you leave your job? Well, I'm gonna pay my bills. You know, it's just like the prevalent ideal amongst people. You know, they lose their job. You know, oh well, I'm gonna pay my bills. I'm gonna pay my bills, which is just it's false. So I decided to say everything's gonna work out perfectly. That's the comeback, by the way. I was in a setback, no job, no money coming in. But I said, everything is going to work out perfectly. Okay, so let me keep telling the story. So at that time, I'm running a boot camp here in Houston, Texas. Okay, I got the boot camp up to about 200 people. But I was charging them $50 a month, so I'm still not making enough money, obviously. And you may think, you know, and it's like off and on. Everybody wasn't paying. I was making about $2,000 a month. Okay. Because some people came from coupons, Groupon, Living Social. Living Social took half your money. So I was making about $200 to $2,500 a month. That is not enough money for me to even live properly. Okay? But let me tell you something. You know what I kept saying? True story. Like I would say this in the morning. I said, everything is working out in my favor. I'm going to have more than enough money while I build my business. Like I would say this 10 times in the morning, and I would say it 10 times right before I went to bed. Because I was still reading that book, What to Say When You Talk to Yourself. Because how you speak to yourself is so cardinal. It's so important. And we don't think it is. Because sometimes when we feel certain ways, oh, I feel stressed, I feel down, I feel sad, I feel. But what you don't realize, and this is the kicker here, just because you feel a certain way, doesn't mean that that feeling is really valid, if that makes sense. Like you might say, well, I feel depressed. But just because you feel depressed doesn't mean that you are depressed. Now, let me break that down because, listen, for you to feel depressed, disappointed, hurt, devastated, defeated, there's things that must take place. Let me explain that deeper. Like for you to be disappointed and depressed, how do disappointed, depressed, and stressed people talk? Can you tell me? You know, because you got to really analyze that. You got to say, you know, I feel, you know, I just feel depressed. I'm having a moment right now. I'm feeling stressed. Well, what do you have to do with your body? Okay, if a person is disappointed and stressed and depressed, what do they do with their body to be able to emulate this feeling? Comment below. Okay? Like, you have to start talking like this. Like, depressed people don't talk like this. Hey, what's going on? Hey, man, I'm so depressed right now. Man, oh my God, life sucks. That doesn't make sense. No, see, depressed people are down, are people that get down and stressed out. They talk more like, you know, it's just things are just going on in my life. And, you know, they almost sound like they're having sex. Honestly, think about it. Yeah, you know, I don't know what to do, you know. That's how women sound. Men, you know, man, God, you know, I've been trying to pay these bills. And it's like, man, you know, it's all this breathing going on. Like, having an orgasm? What's going on? Right? Pay attention to people that's depressed and stressed out. They talk. It's hilarious. You know, because they're like, it's a lot of breathing. You know, it's just, and they say, it's just, you know, this is happening and this is happening. And it's just like, I just can't breathe. Right? That's a, like, listen, depressed and stressed people, stay with me. They have to act it out. They're like acting. They don't call it that, but that's what they're doing. Because you can't be depressed with a smile on your face. You can't be stressed out with a smile on your face. Right? You can't be disappointed with a smile on your face. You can't be sad with a smile on your face. So you have to do things with your body, call your physiology. Your physiology is your body. Like, you have to act it out. head got to be down. You got to talk like, you know, oh, you know, I just don't know. I just don't know. I just don't know. I mean, you know, like you're having sex. You know, it's insane. Right? So you have to really act it out to be able to, you know, emulate these emotions. You know, just think about the last time you were stressed out. Just think about the last time you said, oh, I have so much anxiety about this. You know, and they start breathing hard. I'm like, I don't know why people breathe hard when they're having, you know, Wesley, I just don't know. I'm like, whoa, what's going on here? I know you guys are laughing, but just think back when you were depressed or disappointed, you know, when your voice. So what I realized, you know, just reading the book, that what I would say to myself during the setback was very important what will take place in my life in the future. Okay? Like, I didn't realize, like, before when I would have setbacks, I was acting like everything wasn't working out. Because this is what I would say. I said, man, you know, nothing is working out. Nothing is working out. You ever did that before? You know, you ever been working on something so hard, like a business? And you're like, nothing is going well. Just like, nothing. I need a break. You ever did that? Listen, I'm not throwing rocks at you. I did it too. I've been there. Look, trust me. I'm like, God, why? Why me? Why can't I get this? I don't understand. So I was acting. That's an act, okay? Don't you understand that is an act? People that are disappointing and disappointed, they're not depressed. They're not disappointed. They're acting that way. And let me prove it to you. Because you might say, no, Wes, I'm depressed. I have anxiety, Wes. I remember this one woman a long time ago. She argued with me. She said, I have anxiety. I said, well, maybe you don't have anxiety. No, I have anxiety, Wes. I said, well, maybe something. No, I have anxiety. I was like, whoo. I mean, she argued with me. She got very upset because I said, well, maybe it's not anxiety. Maybe it's something else. She said, no, it's anxiety. And I was thinking to myself, that the one thing that you're trying to get rid of, you're claiming that you're that. So, like I was saying, you're not depressed. You're acting like a depressed person. You don't have anxiety. You're acting like a person with anxiety. You're not stressed. You're acting that way. Let me prove it to you because I can make you laugh. You know, any stressed person, when people stress down and got anxiety, make them laugh. Now, how does a stressed out person laugh in the moment? How does a person that's depressed laugh? How do you do that? You know, you know, with your little kid, you know, I have a daughter, two daughters and a son. You know, whenever they get down, they get pissed off, I make them laugh. They'd be stressed out about something. They'd be like, well, this is happening, this is happening. Then I make them laugh, right? Because I'm a jokester. I'm good. I'm a very comical man. All right? And all of a sudden, my children are laughing. I said, well, I thought you were down. I thought you were sad. Well, no, I mean, I am. But, you know, then they got to try to get back to that emotion again. What the point I'm trying to prove to you, that you're acting that way. Because in any given moment, I can change your behavior. I can change how you feel. If I don't know what I'm doing, which I do. So you can say you're stressed, but then I can cause laughter. Then you're not stressed anymore. I'm saying, what happened to you being stressed? Well, no, I'm still stressed. You ever heard a person say, no, I'm still stressed, but you know, I'm still stressed. I'm like, you are? Listen, you're acting that way. It's an act. See, in the book, it said that, you know, whatever you say to yourself, it's just what it is. So if you tell yourself that you're stressed, so think about it. Think about it. How many times you've said that I'm depressed, I'm down, I'm stressed out, I'm just, oh, nothing is working out. And think about the repetition of that. Then that becomes your identity. You become that. And now you think you have no control over that. Make sense? See, this is why so many people, you know, they diagnose themselves with, you know, all these different strange diseases and, you know, these disorders and anxiety, stress, PTSD, with the kid with the Ritalin, the kid for the ADD or ADHD. It's insane. And what you don't realize, and this is what's not taught, that you, how you're speaking to yourself, you are reinforcing the issue that you're trying to get rid of. Are you guys with me now? So what I began to say, when I lost my job, I said everything's going to work out in my favor. Now, listen, you might say, well, how did you know? Well, how do you know it's going to work out? You don't. Let me tell you something. How about this? It's like you're doing, you don't. Like right now, I have 7 cars parked at my penthouse in Houston, Texas. 7 cars. How do I know that one of those vehicles have not been stolen right now? How do I know? Like I'm laying up in my penthouse on the 45th floor, right? I'm sorry, the 47th floor. Like I'm just relaxing right now, right? And at any given time, maybe my car's not there, but how do I know that someone hasn't stolen it? Like, how do I know? Like, how do you know your car is not being broken into right now? How do you know? How do you know your car's not gone from the garage or from the parking spot that you just left it in? Like, how do you know? And you might say, well, I just know. Wow. Like, how do you know? You never thought about that. You just said, well, I just know. I don't know how I know. I mean, is it a possibility? Isn't it a possibility that someone can break into your car right now and steal it? Well, how do you know that that is not happening? You say, I don't know. I just know it's not. Yeah, so the point is, that's how I thought about everything is going to work out in my favor. Like, I didn't know that everything was going to work out. I just knew it was going to work out in my favor. I couldn't explain to you why, though. I just knew it was. You get it? The same thought of my cars. They're there. It's a possibility that it might be gone in the morning. Yeah, it's a possibility, but I don't think so. I think it's going to be right there in the morning when I drive the Mercedes or the Lamborghini and other McLaren. It's going to be right there for me. Are you with me? The point is you have to know even though you don't know. Now, write this down. This is powerful. Oof, I'm getting goosebumps right now. You have to know even though you don't know. I have to know that my cars are there even though I don't know that my cars are there. I have to know that everything is going to work out in my business even though I don't know that everything is going to work out in my business. I have to know that I am going to be a multimillionaire even though I don't know I'm going to be a multimillionaire. Are you with me? Okay. Now, this is from the book. This is not Wesley Virgin here. So I said everything's going to work out. So I just stopped thinking about it not working out. And that's the problem. Many of you keep thinking about what's not going to work out. Many of you keep thinking about the fear and what may happen. And guess what? It happens. But what I did, I just didn't think about it. I said, everything's going to work out. I'm not thinking about anything. I don't care. Everything's going to work out perfectly. Some way, somehow, it will. I'm continuing to build a business. And let me tell you something. This woman, and I told a story before, was a black young lady. She's an attorney here in Houston, Texas. She calls me out of the blue. I'm making less than $2,000 a month at the time. Because it's been a few months since I left the job, or they left me, or they let me go. And this black woman, this black angel calls me, true story, out of the blue. At that time, I had a website called 7dayfitness.com. On the website, it told my entire story. And she read it. I don't know how she found it. She said, I was just browsing on the internet and you popped up. I typed in, I want training. Your site came up. I read it. I noticed that your dad's a pastor. My dad's a pastor. And you're a black young man. I'm a black woman. And I thought to myself, just by reading your story, that you're the one for me. That's what she told me. Because she sent me an email, I think. I don't know if I talked to her. I think she sent me an email. And let me tell you what I did. Now, I'm not thinking, right? At that time, I didn't want to train people. Honestly, like, I did not want to train anyone. Now, I needed the money, of course, but I didn't want to train no one. You know what I told this woman? I said, thank you so much. I appreciate that you want me to personal train you, but at this moment, I don't do any type of personal training. Now, you would think, since I needed money, I would want to train her, but I said, everything is going to work out in my favor. I'm only going to do what I want to do. I'm not going to do anything that I don't want to do. Like I said, that's, I'm going to do exactly what I want to do, and everything is going to work out perfectly in my favor. And I told that woman, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to train you. I'm just not. I don't have the time or the energy to do it, but you're welcome to come to my boot camp here in Memorial Park in Houston, Texas. True story. I wrote that in email. Maybe one day I can find that email for you. And her name is Kimberly, by the way. Kimberly. Shout out to Kimberly. This lady is, I mean, she changed my life, I'm going to be honest with you. But that's more on that story later. And so she emails me back. She says, I understand. I don't want to come to your boot camp. I want you. Listen, the email, this is what the email said. The lady writes me back and she says, I don't want a boot camp. You know, I'm a private woman, but I want you to train me. And I said again, I said, thank you so much. I'm flattered. I'm flattered that you want me to train you. But like I said before, I'm not training. And as a matter of fact, I'm extremely expensive if I do decide to train. Now, to be very honest with all of you right now, I just didn't want to train people, not personally. Like, I like group settings, right? Because I can be I can get crazy, right? And I'm like going, you know, I'm a crazy man. If you go on YouTube, you'll see some of the boot camps and I would go insane, man. I was a fucking savage. And women loved it because I had like 90% of women in my class and they loved me, right? I was like the daddy that they never had and I would kick that ass, right? And they loved it. But listen, I didn't want to train single people. I didn't want to train just one person because it's just so much energy, honestly. It's just too much energy. You got to talk to people. It's too much. I didn't want to do it. So she said, well, how much do you charge if you was going to train? I said, ma'am, I don't want to offend you. I'm in the email right now. I don't want to offend you, right? But my rate is $500 an hour. Now, listen, I pulled that out of my this is a true story. I just thought about some random number. It was arbitrary. I just thought about something that I knew no one would pay to be trained. Because I did not want to train this woman at all. I didn't want to train anyone. Not personally. And I said, well, $500 an hour is my rate, just to let you know. Within seconds, that woman texted me and said, no problem. And I text back, and I mean, I emailed back, I said, and you have to pay it in advance. I said, $500 an hour, and you need to pay it in advance. And she wanted to be trained 6 days a week. That woman, I cannot make this up. That woman, that day, came that evening and dropped off $8,500 in cash. $8,500. Now, let me tell you something. Now, you know, before I was just getting into manifestation, like really learning it and understanding meditation and mindfulness. But when that happened, I was convinced. I wasn't wealthy yet. I wasn't even rich at all. But when that happened, I was convinced that what you say out of your mouth with conviction, it will happen. Because that woman came out of nowhere. That woman paid me $10,000 per month for 2 years. No one even, you know, I've told a story before, but no one even knows this. You know, like I didn't tell the story until like years after. No one knows this woman. She paid me $10,000 a month to train her. Like that woman saved my life. She didn't even know. But see, I wasn't thinking that way. I was like, everything's going to work out in my favor. Remember, every morning I would say it. I said, everything's going to work out in my favor perfectly. I'm attracting the right people, the right money to be able to build my business. Like I just kept repeating that over and over again. And not just that. Let me tell you something. It's going to blow your mind. So Kimberlyn, she was a tough one because she liked to talk a lot. And to be honest with you, I think she just wanted a friend. She didn't really want to train because she would talk to me for hours about all types of stuff. Just vent to me. And no, I didn't sleep with her, if that's what you're thinking. I did not. But let me tell you something. So, and she couldn't stop eating unhealthy. Like she would eat fries and eat this and donuts and whatever. So I decided to punish her. How do you think I punished her? Right? Because I wanted her to make progress. And she was eating like a cow. So if you're eating like a cow in training, it's not going to work. It's going to be a conflict. And let me tell you what I did. I said, Kimberlyn, this is what I'm going to do with you. Since you don't want to take this seriously, every unhealthy food that you eat, I want you to eat it. However, every unhealthy food, I don't care if it's a fry, burger, whatever, you have to pay me $1,000. Okay? $1,000. She was like, what? Are you serious? I said, absolutely. I said, you serious about this? She said, yes. Because I'm serious. I'm committed to you. I'm getting up at 5 o'clock in the morning training you. And if you're going to eat like a cow and work out, this is not going to work out. So if you want to eat like a cow, you're going to pay for it. True story. I told her this. I said, you're going to pay me $1,000 every fry. You get a fry, every fry you eat, that's $1,000. And I'm going to trust that you're going to be honest with me. That woman, like I cannot make this up. Maybe one day I would do an interview with her if I can find her. That woman paid me $80,000 in unhealthy food within a year. True story. Now, I know it sounds crazy to you. Like, who would do that? Right? She wrote me a check, $80,000 in unhealthy food. She was honest with me. She said, well, I did eat this and I did this. Okay, I'm going to write you the check. She wrote me a check for $80,000. See, many of you might say, what? That's crazy. Who would do that? See, what you don't understand about the universe, see, folks, this is why when people say, well, that's not reality, you have to realize the universe is filled with so many, like, options and ways and just unlimited resources and unlimited ways to make your dreams come true. But many of you might say, well, like, me telling the story, you might say, no way. No way no one paid you that amount of money. No way. No. And what you don't realize, just your limiting beliefs is keeping you stuck where you are. Like anything can happen tomorrow that will cause you to earn $1 million. It's like it's a possibility. See, we limit ourselves. Like when I told that woman she's going to pay me $1,000, I was very serious about that, by the way. I was serious, and I told her that because I thought She wasn't going to do it, but she did it anyway. And she wrote the checks for it, and I took them and I cashed them. Okay? I want you to comment below. I'm making a comeback, Wes. But you don't realize that at any given moment, your life can dramatically change for the better. And the comeback is what you say to yourself. Okay? That's the comeback. It's what are the words? How are you communicating to yourself? And how are you communicating to others? See, people that were close to me thought I was crazy thinking I was going to make $1 million. They thought I was insane. Friends, my father, brother. They just thought I was insane. Come on, man. Come on, Wes. You're not paying your tickets. You're going to jail. You owe the court system so much money. You keep getting traffic tickets. You got bad credit. You can't keep a job. How are you going to make $1 million, Wes? But I said, don't worry. I am. I'm going to be a millionaire. And I know I'm going to be a millionaire. Even though I don't know I'm going to be a millionaire, but I do know I'm going to be a millionaire, even though I don't know how. I just know I will. And see, the issue with people that are close to you, they're going to project their debilitating beliefs on you. Because, see, they don't see a way. See, even people in your life right now, they don't see how you're going to pull yourself out of that situation. They were like, your situation is fucked. There's no way you're going to pull yourself out of that. So if they don't see the people around you, like if they don't see how you can pull yourself out of your situation that is in a extreme setback, then you can't see it. Because they keep telling you how that's not realistic. Are you with me here? They say, well, how are you going to do that, man? You're so far in debt. How are you going to turn this around? It's failing. It's not working. What are you doing? Are you with me? Comment below. I'm making a comeback, Wes. Comment below right now that just say I'm making a comeback. And I'm making a comeback because I'm choosing to use different words to speak about my situation. Right? A lot of you might say, oh my God, that was God that sent that woman. She was God sent. Listen, I don't know what it was. All I know is I spoke it and it happened. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I didn't know when it was going to happen, but I knew it was going to happen. And it did. While I was building my company, everything worked out perfectly in my favor. I had more than enough money, making $10,000 a month with this lady, but only working 5 hours a week. I'm making $10,000 a month. And I was making $10,000 a month working for the oil company. But I was working 50 hours a week, sometimes 60 hours a week. And now I'm working 5 hours a week, making $10,000 a month. Now, how does that happen? Let me tell you why. Listen, please. I just expected it to happen. That's it. I just expected it to happen. I didn't know how it was going to happen. I want you to understand that. Like tonight, you might say, you know, I'm going to try that out, man. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to be like Wesley. And I'm saying, you know what? Everything's going to work out perfect in my business. You know what I tell my woman all the time, my girl? My baby, you know, I tell her all the time. I said, baby, everything's going to work out in your favor. Don't worry. Everything's going to work out perfectly. Cause, you know, sometimes she gets stressed, you know, whatever, you know, but I'm there. I'm her emotional support, right? I said, baby, listen, everything's going to work out perfectly. Watch. Everything. And guess what? It always does. And the reason why it works out perfectly, because we expect it to. That's it. And I know what you're thinking. Let's say it can't be that simple, Wes. It can be. It can be just that simple. I know. It's crazy, right? I know, right? Look at that view. The only reason I have that view because I just expected it when I was broke. I said I'm going to have a view from my bedroom on the top floor of a high rise in Houston, Texas. Like I said it when I was on the third floor in Sage Apartments on an air mattress. Didn't know how it was going to happen. Didn't know when. But it did. I said I'm going to have exotic furniture. I got Versace wallpaper on my wall right now. $8,000, right? Just for my room. I just expected it. That's it. Listen, this is what I teach my team, too. I had a long call with my team today. And whenever I talk to my team, that means I'm pissed off. You know, I'm in a, you know, I turn to Daddy Wes. Because sometimes my team forget how great they are. They forget how phenomenal they are. And I have to tell my team, I say, you need to act as if. You have to act as if you're the version of yourself that you want to be. See, a lot of you that's on this call right now, you're not willing to be the person you want to be because you don't have the money that you want to make. Because you're not driving the car you want to drive. You're not living in a home that you want to live in. So you say, well, I can't be that person because I don't have this. And my question is, why not? I mean, you're acting depressed. You're acting disappointed. You're acting like you have anxiety. You're acting stressed out. Like you acting like that. So why can you act rich? Why can you act like you will? Why can you act like you have faith? Why can't you just act like everything is working out in your favor? Just why can't you act that way? Why not? I mean, do you have to act like you're in a tough spot right now? Do you have to act like everything is dark? Do you have to act like everything is not worth it? Do you have to act that way? You don't have to. Like the people that tell me that they're stressed, I say, well, do you have to be stressed? Because people just, you know what's funny about people? They truly believe that, well, I can't control the stress. It just happens. No. What are you talking about? It just doesn't happen. It's something that triggers it. But you allow the trigger to happen based off the meaning you put on the thing that's happening in your life. If you see you have a bunch of debt, you might say, oh, that stresses me off. And my question is, why? Why does the debt stress you out? Well, because I got to pay it back. But not today. They can't see you in the jail. Well, I owe a lot of money and, you know, they just took my car. I don't know how I'm going to pay my rent. Okay. Are they kicking you out today? No. So why are we thinking about what we don't want? Why are we stressing about something that hasn't happened yet? Are you with me? Man, this is some good stuff. I know it is. See, I wish I had this type of stuff when I was on my journey to success. Like, I wish I was hearing this stuff. I heard some stuff, but this stuff is better. It's good. It's great. It's better. Because I'm actually explaining the emotional roller coaster or the emotions that you're feeling. I'm explaining it to you. Because, like, if you feel broken, poor, average, you feel that life is not fair, it's because of your inability to manage your emotions. That's all what it is. If you feel lonely, oh, I feel no one understands me, nothing is, well, that's just your lack of understanding how to emotional regulate yourself. This has nothing to do about the lack of money in your life or the lack of love or the lack of anything. Rich people, they know how to emotionally regulate themselves. That's why they're rich. That's why they're wealthy. People that are in a relationship that actually works, like my parents, they've been with each other. They've been married for 50 years plus. Shout out to my parents. You know, one thing that I've noticed about my parents, they don't argue now, maybe back then, but they've learned how to regulate their emotion. They've learned how to do that. They've learned how to think before they speak. They've learned how to be proactive. They've learned how to think about how the other person feels before they react. I've seen it. See, a lot of you, something goes wrong in your life, you just react. Oh my God, why did this happen? Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Why? Oh my God, I'm stressed. Oh my God, I'm tired. I'm tired of this bullshit. Like, you just react. You don't even think. You just react immediately. Well, that's called a lack of emotional intelligence. Okay? That's all what it is. People that are emotionally unintelligible, well, of course they're not rich. They're not wealthy. And typically, they're not happy people. Like, if you can't manage your emotions, you're definitely not a happy person. Not all the time. Maybe some of the time. But typically, you're not a happy person. Are you with me here? Listen, you learn. You might say, well, Wesley, how do you do it? How do I emotionally regulate myself? How do I become an emotional, intelligent person? Easy. Write this down. Ask better questions. Let me say it again. Ask better questions. Well, instead of saying, like, why is this happening to me? You ever said that? Maybe you know somebody that said that. Why is this happening to me? God, why are you doing this to me? Why? Listen, why is the wrong question to ask? God, why am I so fat? Why am I so broke? Why is this not working? Why is it always one thing then another thing? Listen, anytime you ask yourself a why question, your brain has to respond. You may say, well, why is that working out for me? Well, because it's just not for you. That's what your brain would tell you. You know, maybe you're not cut out for business. You know, why am I so fat? Why I can't lose weight? Because you keep eating too much. You're a pig. I mean, that's what your brain would say. Your mind would say this. Because you're asking the wrong questions. Okay, so you may think to yourself, how do I ask better questions? Better. Well, instead of saying why this is happening to me, ask yourself, what can I do right now in this moment to make it better? What can I do right now to add $10,000, $20,000 a day to my income? What can I do right now or in the morning or tomorrow to earn $15,000 per month? What do I need to do and say to my customer to get them to pay me more money? What do I need to say to my prospects tomorrow for me to have a $20,000 a day? You with me? What skills would I need to ensure that my business is profitable in the month of April? See, the fascinating thing about the brain, it's going to find the answer. Maybe not in the moment, but it will find an answer. It will. That's what I love about the brain, because any command, a question you give the brain, it is forced to answer the question. Because your brain has all the answers. Oh, it does. And if it doesn't have it, it will find the answers. Does that make sense? Comment below if that makes sense to you. It's not like, why can I lose weight? What can I do in the gym that is fun, that causes me to feel energy and look absolutely spectacular? Now, isn't that a better question instead of, well, why can I lose pounds? Why can I lose weight? Man, I can't lose weight for nothing. Now, what can I do that's fun and enjoyable while I work out at the gym and lose pounds on autopilot? You see why when I wrote in my journal, I wrote that I make $5,000 per day easily and effortlessly. I wrote that 12 years ago because I didn't want to make it hard, because I read that book, because everybody was always talking about hard work. Yeah, I'm hard. I'm working hard to make this money. I didn't want to make hard money. I wanted to make money easily and effortlessly. In the past 10 years, I've made money easily and effortlessly. That was my request. But see, you know, a lot of you, I say, hey, you know, whatever money you want to make, just say you make it easily and effortlessly. And you may have a conflict. You may say, well, how are you going to make it easily? Don't you got to work hard for it? Isn't it hard? Isn't it a sacrifice? Isn't it going to be just, I mean, can I say easily and effortlessly? I can say that. How is that going to happen? Well, we know the answer to that question. The how doesn't matter. I don't know how. Like, I don't know. Listen, I know my car is down there, but do I really know? No, but I just know. So I just knew I was going to make money easily and effortlessly. I mean, there are plenty of people on the planet that makes money on autopilot. Steve Jobs, Bill Gates, Mark Zuckerberg. I mean, it's a list of people. Warren Buffett. I mean, they just make money on autopilot. So why can't I do the same thing as well? Comment the word value below if you're getting value here tonight. I want to pause here. Comment value if you really understand what I just shared with you here tonight. Comment below and say, Wesley, I'm making a comeback. And I'm making a comeback through my choice of words. That's it. I'm making a comeback because I'm choosing different words with conviction. Comment below, please. Why do I enjoy making money easily and effortlessly? I mean, are you asking me that question? Why do you enjoy it? Because it's easy. And it's fun. Like, who doesn't enjoy making money easily and effortlessly? I mean, how can that, why would that be a why question, Flex Beauty? What's next? Any questions for me here? How many of you had an aha moment here tonight? Are you getting it? Are you finally understanding how to turn your setbacks into a comeback? Just by the questions you asking yourself about your situation? Do you realize that you don't have to believe it? Yeah, you don't have to believe that maybe everything that you say out of your mouth is something foreign, such as everything is working out in my favor. Maybe you don't believe that. You might not believe that tomorrow morning is going to be the best day of your life, but just say it anyway. Because whatever you believe today was based off the responses and the communication of your past. The reason why many of you are stuck, because you keep saying that you're stuck. I feel stuck, Wes. I just don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, Wes. Nothing. You're not doing anything wrong. As long as you're doing something, you're doing it right. And you have to continue to do it until you get the result that you want. Some of you are just searching and trying to figure out what's wrong with your life. Man, what's wrong with my life? What's wrong with my business? What's wrong with my workout routine? Let me see what's wrong. Well, how about look for what's right? Like, what's going right with your workout routine? What is going right with your business? What is going right in your relationships? Yeah, you ever thought about that? But we always search because we've been conditioned to search for what's wrong. Well, I know I'm doing something wrong. How do you know? Like, you've never started a company before. Some of you have started a business and you say, I just know I'm doing something wrong. I'm like, well, how do you know you're doing something wrong? Well, because I'm not getting my result. But does that mean you're doing something wrong? Maybe you just have to continue to do what you're currently doing until you get it right. Does that make sense? A basketball player that shoots the ball, even Steph Curry misses sometime. But see, some of you practice not to miss. You know, you say, well, I've got to practice so I won't miss. And some of you just practicing to make it or to miss less. See, if a basketball player practices, you know, I want to make sure I don't make any mistakes, he can't focus on that because if he's thinking about not making mistakes, he's going to make mistakes. He practices on perfecting the shot, the dribble, every time. So he naturally makes less mistakes. If you're practicing avoiding things, avoiding pain, I got to avoid problems, you're going to get more problems. You're going to get more pain. Does that make sense? Okay. Any questions for me here? Comment below, please. Can you discuss your approach to self-awareness and introspection and how it influences your decision-making process and mindset? You know, self-awareness is just aware of how you feel and how you think. Like right now, let me ask you guys an honest-to-God question. How do you feel right now? Like, what type of thoughts are going through your mind? Comment below, one word. How do you feel and what type of thoughts are taking place in your mind right now? Comment below. Tell me. How many of you believe this is what you need to hear tonight? Why are you so big on being on so extremely isolated? Why is it so crucial when wanting to be a multimillionaire? Because you realize that there's a lot of average people on the planet. Scott, you want to be average, my guy? Correction. Scott, do you want to remain average? Do you want to remain being the person that you are right now? Well, if you want to change, don't you think you need to isolate yourself from the average people? It's a lot of average people on the planet, folks. It's billions. It's not a lot of millionaires out there. You know, less than 1%. Everybody else is pretty average. And you're trying not to be average. So unless you know a lot of millionaires that you get the opportunity to be around with all the time, I would suggest you need to isolate yourself. Because you don't. You're competing with people who are just like you. Does that make sense? Did that make sense, Scott? Okay. I have a few businesses, vehicles that I could run as my 10K month business, but nothing seems super exciting. In the meantime, should I just meditate and visualize the end result? Well, yeah, but what are you currently doing in your business? What do you mean it's not super exciting? Are you saying you don't want to do it? My question to you is, what do you want? Hey, Caroline, how are you? I asked one of my team members, you know, one of my team members said, well, you know, Wes, This is happening. And I want things to change. What do I need to do, Wes? I said, well, before I tell you what you need to do, which I will, I need to know, what do you want? You know what this person said? I gotta think about it. I don't know. Exactly. So if you don't know what you want, it's very unlikely that you're gonna get it. You're just gonna be confused. Are you with me? You gotta know what you want. You gotta be clear about it. Okay? Yes, I have to ask myself better questions more often. Absolutely. Is this Columbia? No, Nikki Elizabeth, I am back in Houston, Texas. That's Houston. That's your city, folks. What's next? Do you use any cloakers for your ads on Facebook? Yes. Yes. Hey, Wes, how important is it to have strong faith and belief on one's personal journey? Yeah, you need to have it. I mean, of course. Faith. Faith is the pinnacle of success. I mean, faith is it's so instrumental. Because faith is believing in something that you can't see with the natural eye. Like, I'm employing my faith about my cars that are parked downstairs. I just have faith that they're there. I just do. But if they're not there, I just deal with it. But I'm not going to lay on my bed thinking about, oh my God, I hope my car's there. I hope my car's there. And that's what you guys are doing. You're laying in your bed thinking about your problems. Man, how am I going to fix this? 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 And how am I going to fix this? Do you actually believe that you're going to get all the answers tonight? No. How am I going to pay my debt off? How am I going to get this job? How am I going to start this business? How am I going to do this? How am I going to pay my rent? You just got to know that you're going to solve your problems. You will. What airline you fly to? Columbia, United Airlines, and Copa. Are you having any boot camp soon? I would like to join. A fitness boot camp? No, not fitness. No. I'm done with fitness boot camps. I just work in my bedroom now. I work laying in my bed, relaxed. Okay. What's next here? Next question for me, folks. Questions here. Any questions for me? I'm done. You know, you should know now. Let me ask you a question. Pop quiz. How do you systematically create a comeback from a setback? Somebody comment below. Tell me how will you mechanistically create a comeback from a setback? Comment below. Let's see if you were paying attention. So I have to be extreme with the isolation? Yes. I suggest that. How about the solar eclipse happening this week? I don't know anything about that. I have no clue. How many times do you have sex in a week? Well, lately, none. Because I was in Columbia, so I was away from my woman. But she gonna get it. When I see her, she gonna get it. Tell you that. But I've been celibate. I've just been busy. I've been out of town, so it's no sex. No intimacy for Mr. Virgin. But I'm back in Houston now, so. What's next? What's next here, folks? Wesley, what are your favorite fabrics? You know, I don't have any favorite fabrics, honestly. I don't know. I'm like, hey, Wes, what are your favorite fabrics? Shit, I don't know. What? I don't even have a favorite food. I don't even have a favorite shoe. A fabric? I have no clue. No clue at all, folks. I'm sorry. Tammy, how are you? I lost my job a year ago, and after that, I haven't got that opportunity. What should I do? Which opportunity are you referring to? But kudos since you left your job. But think about it. You haven't worked for a year. You still survived. You found a way. Keep going. Is the bottleneck merchant processors or skilling ads for Genius Group? There's no bottleneck at all. Silk, of course. Folks, I don't know. I don't wear silk. I think that's like, I don't know. You know, people, oh, silk is just the best. I don't know. I have no clue, folks. I thought it was some expensive fabric. I have no clue. I'm not thinking about when I buy clothes. Hey, what kind of fabric is that? I don't know. Who knows? I prefer my woman just to dress me. Just pick out the clothes and I'll put it on my body. I don't even care, honestly. What are you going to drive tomorrow? I'm guessing the Euros. Wow, you're smart. I am. Yeah. I'm bringing out the Lamborghini, the yellow Euros. Have to be celibate and isolate and simmer attention and no porn and gym every day. Okay, go for it. Do it. I hear talking. What's next? Hey, Violetta, how are you? Hey, Shiggy, Shaq, how are you, sir? Questions here. So you're still pulling $2 million plus a month with Genius Group? No, not at all. Is United First Class nice? Very nice. However, Emirates, the best. But First Class Emirates internationally is $20,000. I've flown first class several times with Emirates, and I've flown business class Emirates with my children. And it's a unbelievable experience. I recommend Emirates because, like, when my children and I went to France, went to Paris, what, last year? Was that last year? Yeah, it was. And we went to Rome. So we, Emirates, have these huge, giant TVs in business class. And me and all the kiddos, we played games together. You can play the games between each other with bowling. So it was me, Deasia, David, and Denaya. And of course, I was winning. Of course. So we played it for hours. It was just fun, right? That was an incredible experience, honestly. What's next here? When are you chartering the Gulfstream? Soon. If you started a biotechnology company, how would you start it? Well, I don't know. I don't know anything about biotechnology, I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know what you're selling. How did you feel when you made $1 million for the first time?
I felt good. I felt good. I mean, how else would a person feel? Happy, ecstatic, enamored, elated. Right? I was just like, wow. I was in shock. Yeah. Felt good.
Would you want me to say, oh, I felt terrible. Oh, my God, I couldn't believe it. What do you do to be laser focused every day and not to be distracted? Just get rid of all your friends. That's the fastest way to do that. What drives better, the Euros or Cullinan? That black and blue Cullinan, though, game over.
You know, that's a good question. You know, they both uniquely have their own driving style. The Rolls Royce is very quiet, smooth. The Euros is more aggressive, but it's still a smooth ride, but it's fast. So, you know, I can't compare the two because they're totally different type of cars, driving style-wise.
I think you just have to get one first. I don't have any friends, though. That's great. Well, you shouldn't be distracted then. Because if you're still distracted, my question is, what is distracting you? Like, if you have no friends, then what are you doing? Stop watching a porn, Age Turner. Stop getting on TikTok and Instagram looking at naked, half-naked women. Okay? What's next? Next question for me here. Billion. Hey, Herme. How are you? Isn't it like 60,000 one way to fly continental on a mid-sized jet charter? No, so to fly here to Colombia on the Gulfstream is $75,000 one way. Do you have asset protection? Explain. Explain to me what you think asset protection is. Do you still have car payments on your cars? Only on two. McLaren is $5,000 a month. Rolls Royce is $4,000 a month. That's it. And you may say, well, Wesley, why don't you pay it off? Well, because when I pay per month, it increases my credit rating. So the day that I need a $20, $30 million loan, I need that credit to be 900, right? 900, 850. What car do you drive? What car do you drive to get you more attention? Well, none, because I don't drive anywhere. Like, I don't use my vehicles to pick up women, folks. That is so, like, in your 20s, right? I used to do the whole parking lot pimping. Yeah, and it works, of course, but I'm not 20, folks. I mean, I know I'm 24, but, I don't use my cars to pick up women, man. Come on. Come on. I go to the gym, and I go home. That's it. I don't go anywhere. Gym, home. Gym, home. That's it. Okay? Oh, I get my nails done. That's about it. You know, I'm not going. I go to the massage. Like, no. Where I go, there's no women around. Like, maybe the gym, but nah. I'm not even concerned with that. About the attention I get from my vehicles. I can care less. What's next here? Questions. Protecting your house money from lawsuits. Man, I wish somebody would sue me. Sue me. Come on, let's go. I've been in business for more than a decade. I've never been sued. Nobody has the guts to sue me. If they do, I'm going to shut their ass down. So come on with it. I'm ready to fight. It's nothing like a good fight. You want to sue me? Let's go. Let's go. You better be ready, though, baby. But no one's that stupid. No one's going to sue me. For what? I'm a nice guy. Yeah, parking lot pimping. Yeah, back in the day, I used to parking lot pimp with my Ford Explorer. Wait in the parking lot, catch him. What's next? Grant Cardone says, attention drives the money. Okay, well, go follow Grant Cardone, my guy. What's next? Hard to sue someone with deep pockets. I guess. I don't know. I just don't see why someone would sue me. I haven't done anything wrong. You know, and you can sue people for anything, by the way, but I don't know. You'll just lose because I'm a nice guy. I just told you that. Questions here below, folks. Before I let you go. Hey, Cynthia, how are you? Put in put. Automate with Rick. New beginning for the best. Any more questions for me here, folks? Come on. Open up. Open up. Oof. Oof. Kirsten, how are you? My phone died. I'm back. Welcome back. Any more questions for me? Going once. Going twice. Do you still journal every day? I do not, but I do read my goals every day. How crucial is that to your success? It was crucial. Got your jet yet? No. And don't worry, Mikkel, you'll be the first one to know. Sammy. Let me get a small loan, no. You take any supplements for sleeping? Sometimes I take melatonin, but like tonight, I'm going to sleep like a baby. I don't need anything. I'm going to sleep because that workout today was brutal. Can you help me with my mortgage? No. Folks, don't ask me for money. Come on. Come on. I love you, but I don't love you that much. I don't. I'm just being honest with you. I don't. Okay. Questions here. Questions. Is Dreamer is now only creating one song per day? So, Dreamer is, we're... Give you an update with my app. We've been trying to update Apple for the last couple of days to begin the new version, but we're getting rejected because of just small technical issues. But hopefully in the next 2 days, we'll be up and running and the update will be installed. And yes, you will be able to create one song, but after the first song, you will have to pay if you want to create further songs. So we give everybody a free song so they can see how it works, obviously. And if you want to use it more, then there will be an option to pay, which is well worth it, in my opinion. Do you listen to Tylo Pass and Albert Presidio? No. Listen, I don't listen to anyone. I listen to myself. Just being honest with you. Okay. I just listen to me. I mean, I do watch other videos from other experts, but I just listen to myself, honestly. Okay. Which podcast have you been listening to lately? The Millionaire Midnight Rant. Search it. I heard it's good. All right, folks, I'm going to let you go. Thank you for joining me here. Smash the like button. Share this out if you got any value here tonight. Leave a comment below. If you don't mind, I will post this right now. Feel free to come back and show you some love. Remember, in life, you don't get what you want. You get what you picture. Picture the life that you want every single day of your life. Much love, great night, and let's go.